Books.
This land isn't so bad, but if we hippity-hoppity off to someplace else for a little while, that's not going to hurt anybody. We welcome our bookseller of the week. It's Tuesday, so it's time for our book picks and to talk to our independent bookseller for the week. And as we spin the wheel, it lands on Susanna Hermans of Hoblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, who joins us this morning to present really some great books by great authors that are making their way to store shelves this holiday season. Susanna, it would only be better if you were here in person, but it's pretty darn great talking to you on the phone.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to hear your beautiful voice.
And right back to you. So I assume you're very busy and you've got a lot that's going on. So give us a sense of some great books that are happening in the store.
You got it. I feel like in this last weekend, we were really able to start to see what those big books are going to be for the holidays. Sometimes they wait and reveal themselves late in the season. But after the epic weekend that we all had at the bookstore, I feel like I'm ready to make some calls on what's going to be hot.
So we like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah, me too. So the first book I wanted to talk about is called Atlas Obscura: An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders. It has three authors, Joshua Foer, Dylan Thuris, and Ella Morton. And this book is the coolest book of the year, I'm calling it.
All right. It
is based off of a website, and what they do is explore the world for the craziest, most amazing, mind-blowing things that you never knew existed. Everything from Belize's Great Blue Hole, which is an underwater sinkhole that began to form 150,000 years ago, to the Cave of Crystals in Chihuahua, Mexico, which has some of the largest crystals ever found. But they also include museums and natural wonders as well as man-made wonders. The book is organized by region, so you can either flip through or just go to the area you're most interested in, and every page has full-color photographs. This is one of the most beautiful packages of a book that I've seen this season, and for me that's really important, you know, the book as the object.
Yeah.
You know, when you give a gift, you want it to both stimulate the mind and all of the other senses, and this is that book. And it's also like, it's only $35. And I, you know, as someone who sells books for a living, I was amazed that it wasn't 45 or 50, because it's such a large book with all of this gorgeous color photography. It's a great deal and the perfect gift for almost anyone on your list, and especially those people who you don't know much about, you know, someone you've been tasked with giving a gift and you don't know what they like. This book, they will like this book.
It's very cool, and as you say, it's a beautiful object, and it's Atlas Obscura as our starting off point for our book list. Where would you like to go next?
Okay, next up we have In the Company of Women: Inspiration and Advice from Over 100 Makers, Artists, and Entrepreneurs. This book is by Grace Bonney, who created a blog called Design Sponge a few years ago that now has 1.5 million readers a day. It's a lifestyle blog, a design blog, an art blog, and this book is portraits of women creators. There's over 100 women in the book, and you get an interview with them and photographs of them in their homes or their studios and their offices. And it is one of the most inspiring books that I have come across this season. The perfect gift for any woman in your life, I'd say from age 14 to age 95. It is beautiful. We did an event with Grace last month, and it sold out, and it was just an incredibly inspiring panel of women speaking about their lives and their careers and what it means to be a woman creator and entrepreneur. And we're going to be having Grace back at the store to sign books on December 10th, which is a Saturday. And that's going to be at 2 o'clock at our Rhinebeck store. And she will also be joined by her wife, Julia Tertian, who's a chef who has a cookbook out called Small Victories. So you can come by our Rhinebeck store on December 10th and meet both of them and pick up, get a personalized signed book for the woman in your life.
In the Company of Women by Grace Bonney, and the event happens on December 10th from 2 to 3:30. All right.
Moving into more of a reading book than a flipping through book, we have Trevor Noah's Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. Of course, Trevor Noah is the incredible South African comedian who now hosts The Daily Show, but he has a really fascinating backstory. He was born to a white mother and a black father in apartheid South Africa when that was an illegal relationship, and he sort of went from being kept mostly indoors and out of sight as a small child to living openly with his mom after the end of the apartheid. And it's an incredible coming-of-age story, and it's almost sort of written in essays, essays about his life growing up, essays about identity, and with a hefty dose of humor. And we've really been seeing this one blow off the shelves in the last week.
I'm halfway through this book, and it's amazing. And I not caution anyone, but you know, it's really serious stuff. You know, you think of it, oh, it's going to be a comedian, and there's certainly very funny parts to it, but it's a rough story.
Yeah,
very, very good and very well written and of course it, you know, it has a great conclusion in that he comes to this fantastic show after taking over for Jon Stewart. Trevor Noah, Born a Crime. Next up,
I feel safe in saying this, but I think this is our novel of the year. It's Colson Whitehead's The Underground Railroad, which won the National Book Award last week, much to the delight of readers everywhere. Colson has written a number of novels that have been critically acclaimed but not sold very many copies.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the first to admit this. And this really is his breakout novel. It's about a slave named Cora who tries to escape the South through the Underground Railroad. But in Whitehead's version of America, the Underground Railroad is an actual underground train. And each stop that Cora and her companion make, they are in a different version of America. And it's an incredible commentary on American history, on race, and it is one of the most hailed books of the year with good reason.
Absolutely with good reason. And just a terrific, beautiful novel. It is called The Underground Railroad, and it is by Colson Whitehead. Next up.
The other novel I wanted to mention is the new Zadie Smith. Zadie, of course, is known for her work White Teeth and On Beauty, White Teeth being one of probably my all-time favorite novels. Her new book is called Swing Time, and it is it's a little bit of a different kind of book from Zadie. It's her first time writing in the first person, and she has a nameless narrator who you get to know over the course of this novel, but you never are truly given her true story. It explores incredible themes of female friendship, race, and class, and it takes place over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It also has very short chapters, which is unusual for her. So if you've read her other work, this will be a fascinating departure in style. But if you're also new to her, it's a great place to start because it's very accessible.
I love this book. I'm a big fan of all of her stuff, and I loved N.W., I loved White Teeth, and this is a fantastic novel as well. It is Swing Time by Zadie Smith.
And then moving along to kids' books, the first one I wanted to mention is The Doll People's Christmas by Anne M. Martin and Laura Godwin. Anne and Laura started writing the Doll People series, which is a series of novels for ages 8 to 12. About 15 years ago. And this year they've come out with a picture book with the same characters. So picture books are geared more toward, I would say this book is for ages 4 to 8. So it's, you know, much, much younger, a great way to get a younger child excited about the Doll People series and then maybe read the series aloud to them. Anne is best known in at least, by women of my age, as creator of the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
So she's sort of book royalty. And And what she's been doing in this later part of her career is phenomenal. She has a lot of heart in her books. And that comes through in The Doll People's Christmas. And Anne and Laura will be here at our Rhinebeck store this Saturday, signing and probably, I think, reading, doing a little story time. They're going to be here at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Saturday, of course, is Rhinebeck's Sinterklaas celebration, which is a village-wide traditional Dutch Christmas celebration. So if you don't know about that, I'm sure if you Google Rhinebeck and Sinterklaas with two A's, you will find more than enough things to do with your family this weekend in Rhinebeck.
The Doll People's Christmas by Ann Martin and Laura Godwin, and the event is December 3rd at 3 o'clock. Next up,
we have a little bit of nonfiction for kids. It's called Underwater, Under Earth by Alexandra Mislinska. They have beautiful Polish names, Alexandra and Daniel, who are a husband and wife.
go with that.
And yes, there we go. They are they're graphic designers, and they did a book a couple years back called Maps, which I think I talked about on Book Picks, and has been a absolute bestseller for us at our stores and at a lot of stores across the country. So they're back with their next book, Underwater, Under Earth, and it's very cool. It's an oversized hardcover book, and it's two books in one. So you have one side, you have underwater, and then you flip the book over, and you have Under Earth. And each page is the most beautiful design of, it's like an infographic kind of book. It's just, you know, you look at a page, and you learn everything about what you see. On the water side, you learn from every kind of body of water you can imagine. There's like charts of them, and to the history of undersea exploration. And on the earth side, from how anthills operate to the mysteries of the earth's core. So it's one of these books that as a child ages, they're going to get more out of it. So I would say it's good for ages 7 to 14 easily. And it's really something to look at. So definitely stop by your local bookstore and check this book out, because it's very hard to describe over the radio.
Underwater and Under Earth. Excellent.
And then my last pick is Frazzled, Everyday Disasters and Impending Doom by Bookie Vivat. This is a novel for kids, I would say ages 10 and up, and it's perfect for reluctant readers or kids who maybe aren't strong readers. It's written in the diary style, which is, if you're familiar with Diary of a Wimpy Kid, it's that kind of style, heavily illustrated. Bookie, the author, is an artist as well as a writer, and her illustrations are an absolute hoot. This is about a girl who is the middle child in her family, Abby Wu, and she is about to go off to middle school, and it is stressing her out. She is frazzled, indeed. It's absolutely hilarious. Bookie is a debut author, and I think this is going to be the first of a lot of great things to come from her. It's really just a very special book.
Good stuff. All right. Anything else you would like to mention?
Oh, goodness. Just come to the bookstore. Come to our bookstore. Come to other bookstores. We all are very excited to see all your beautiful, shining faces and help you find the books for the people you love. That's what we do best, and we're ready for you.
You know, I was just down in your neck of the woods about a week ago. You, unfortunately, were off that day, but I went in.
Oh, darn.
I just had like an hour and a half to kill. Man, I just had a blast. Really good time.
Yay.
For more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do, you can visit their website, oblongbooks.com, or visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Susanna Hermans will be there, and she is, talk about smiling faces. My goodness. It is always wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much. I look forward to having you back very soon. For you and the family, have a lovely, lovely holiday.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Likewise.
Thank you very much. And you can find out more information at oblongbooks.com. And, of course, find Susanna's list on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.